he's a principal investigator, the chief scientist for a satellite tag deployment. So they're going to be tagging some of the humpback whales, which are kind of congregated this time of year in Seymour Canal. They kind of do a last minute, you know, a last couple of weeks of feeding there. Food tends to concentrate in that area before they head to Hawaii. And although we know generally that that's where these whales, meaning the Frederick Sound whales, go, is Hawaii, the specifics of their travel is not well known at all. I mean, we know that they are here, and then they show up there 30 days later, but specifically where they go, how they get there, I mean, in terms of their route and so on, wow, not well known at all.
So that's kind of what the tagging project would help figure out.
Right, exactly. And these tags are satellite linked. So, I mean, they'll be kept on the whale for an extended period of time. So we're going to have him talk about that. I'm just giving you the thumbnail of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know any more specifics than that.
But you do know that it takes approximately 30 days from whales to get here to Hawaii?
Right.
Wow. Yeah. So they must...
They're booking.
And they just must have a lot of stores. No wonder they have to pig out up here.
Oh, yeah. Well, once they're there, they don't eat. They don't eat between here and there. There is nothing. They feed on things which tend to concentrate in large schools. And once you're out in the open ocean, things don't do that. And when they're in Hawaii, although Hawaii has a lot of fish life, it's associated with the reef, and it isn't a lot of schooling fish. So there's basically for them, there isn't anything to eat. So it's 6 months of sustained fasting.
Wow.
So again, that's
Tuesday night at 7?
Tuesday night at 7 in the high school. We're probably going to be in one of the classrooms just off the commons, Jim Ingalls' room specifically, 7 to 8. There's something else going on in the library at that time. So we'll be in Jim Ingalls' room 7 to 8. Come listen to Ladd Irvine talk about the tools he's going to use and why he's here to do that. He'll be going out with Dennis Rogers on the Northern Song, and they'll be headed out to probably Seymour Canal or in that general vicinity to find whales to tag.
All right. Well, is there anything else that I haven't asked you about or you want the public to know about?
I'd like to just mention the fact that the ongoing Thursday Science Series, which is sponsored by Petersburg Marine Mammal Center, the Alaska Sea Grant Program, which is basically Sunny Rice in this community, and the Clausen Museum and the Petersburg Public Library sponsor different scientists or scientific information programs throughout the year. Thank you.
They must just like Hawaii. They must just like the tropics and to hang out in nice warm water to have their children.
Well, yeah, there's that part of it. There's the birthing part of it, but then there's the other part of it, which is the procreation, the making the babies part of it, which is what everybody goes to see, not the actual the event itself, but all the things that lead up to that, all of the whale watching that takes place in Hawaii, all of those antics are males vying for the attention of particular females. So all the breaching has all of the overtones of very aggressive behavior. It's directed toward each other. It's a whole different program than the animals that we see here in Southeast, which often are the youngsters, and they're doing it more for just having a good time.
Oh, I see.
Playing, so to speak.
Playing around and eating.
Playing around and eating, yes.
Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.